Before we get started here, how's the show going for you?
It's great so far. I mean, you know, as always, this place is it's busy.
Mm-hmm, it's a beehive.
I think my first meeting was at 7 yesterday, and my last meeting was just before midnight last night. And and then I squeezed in about 4 hours of sleep, and I'm back at it this morning. So yeah, it's came in on Sunday. A lot of my team came in on Friday or Saturday to try and prepare, but I was finishing up a vacation with the family.
Oh, so. Good for you.
Yeah, it's great
for you. I got
all tired so I could come here and get even more tired.
Exactly. All right, hey, let's talk about some, because like we started out, we met a year ago talking about stuff. So what's changed in a year? What's going on at Co-op? And because you have a lot of new faces, obviously.
Yeah.
Technology obviously has changed by, well, the second.
Yeah.
So what's going on? What's the latest stuff going on here? Especially in the payments atmosphere.
Well, we just continue to advance the Co-op technology platform and ecosystem, right? I mean, if you remember, I told you last year and the year before, the goal was to transform us from a reseller of other people's services to a true technology partner for our credit unions. And so we continue to do that. Here at the show, we are introducing our API platform, which actually probably won't actually roll out until the first first part of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But we have enough of it finished that we can give people a preview of what it's going to look like.
On,
and it's
right
an
on.
API library, hundreds and hundreds of different things that you can interface directly to us to present digitally to your members as a credit union. But we're formalizing it and making it easy to use and building that out.
Can you give me a quick example, like just one little nugget?
Well, if you think about, like if you do debit and credit processing with us, but you have your own digital banking platform and you want to put your controls application for your cards inside your digital banking platform, we have RESTful APIs that sit out and you can hit those APIs and turn your cards on and off and set limits and a wide variety of things.
Okay.
But you can build it all, customize it into your mobile banking application so that you don't have to use a separate app for controls.
Yeah, so it's all kind of in one place.
Yeah.
You don't have to go everywhere for it.
Yeah.
Very cool, very cool.
If you want to do, if you want to do balance updates throughout the day rather than one time in a batch or something like that, there's an API for that.
Okay.
I'll be saying that a lot now. We have an API for that.
Sounds like an Apple commercial. There's an app for that. Okay, very good. All right. So is there one thing, pardon me, got a frog in my throat here. So what's different about Co-op as an enterprise compared to 1 year ago? What would you say that is?
The thing I'm most happy about is that I finally, got my whole team set in place.
It sure sounds like it.
It took 2 years, but now my whole team is in place, and I really feel like we're charging ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So continue to enhance the systems. We had our first visit from the NCUA ever in Co-op's history, and did just fine on that, which makes me feel good about where we are.
I was about to say, is this a good thing?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing,
good.
Right? Those regulatory bodies are not there to make you feel bad. They're there to help make you better,
exactly.
Right? And so excited to have that behind us and be moving forward with rolling out some products this year.
And speaking of new faces, that's my next question. It's like you have some new C-level folks in there since last fall. So we just spoke with Bruce here a few minutes ago.
Yeah, great. Yeah, Bruce obviously, he's been around now for about 75 days, and to be honest with you, I'm shocked at how well he knows the business and knows our business already. He clearly must have embedded himself in our offices and not left for many days in a row, because I think he knows the place about as well as anybody in it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Of course, he's been in the payment space his whole career.
Right,
so.
Right.
It's been a relationship. Bruce was actually the first person when I lost my product lead last year.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce was the first person I called, and
didn't
really think I was calling him.
Yeah.
But it's always that way, right? You're calling the person you want for the job, and but you ask the question, "Hey, do you know anybody?" And hoping they would say yes. But he didn't right away, and through a fortunate turn of events, we reconnected 3 or 4 months after my search began, and he said, "You know what? Maybe I would be interested in that." And so
cool.
I was really excited to have him say that. So also added a new general counsel, a guy named Eric Askelson.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Des Moines. He's out of our Des Moines office.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually started yesterday. So,
oh, my gosh, Todd.
If you can imagine, GAC is his first experience in the credit union.
Overwhelming.
And so he is he's certainly overwhelmed. But he's taking it all in stride.
Good for him.
And, And then David Becker, our new CFO, he joined us about mid-January, I think.
Okay.
And he's up to speed, moving on. You know, we're saying goodbye to Carrie Wilfong. She's been a long-time employee and just a true leader in the industry. But she's going to take a little time off, and
for her.
And she's been kind enough to transition David into the role. So she, you know, she told me 6 months ago that she wanted to move on, and so. At first I told her no, and then I said, okay, well, at least you got to let me help you, and let you help train up the replacement. Yeah. So she's doing that for me, which is fantastic, and I think she ends with us on the 31st of this month.
Okay.
So,
well, I'm going to miss Carrie. I always enjoy
her. Yeah, love Carrie. And then finally, Cheryl Middleton-Jones joined us as new head of HR.
Okay.
That's a spot that had been open for several months. And frankly, Carrie had been kind of covering and managing.
Oh, really?
For
it. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Double
so,
duty. Huh?
She was doing double duty for me, and but found you know, this wonderful lady named Cheryl, and she's come in, and the change and impact she's making already has just been phenomenal.
Yeah, because you guys have a large organization, which
we
is an understatement. So that's
over,
a big job.
Over 1,600 people.
That's a big job
now, and they're spread across kind of four or five main offices.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a ton of remote people. So it's a, you know, when you're thinking about changing culture and enacting culture and things like that,
right.
If you're all in one building, that's sort of easy, right?
Right.
Well, I mean, actually, not even easy. Not even easy in one building, but it's really complex when you're talking about, we have a Southern California office, we have an Atlanta, Georgia office, we have a Midwest office in Des Moines, then we have a Dallas, Texas office.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a smattering of people in Detroit and some in Albany and some in Kansas City. It's a lot to try and wrangle all that and get culture moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you found the right person to handle it all.
I think I did.
Definitely. All right, digital.
She goes at it hard and smiles about it every day. So
wow.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's a good aspect. That's a good attribute. Hey, digital transformation is something that co-op and the whole industry is working toward, obviously. We're all doing this digital transformation going on. So how are you guys helping clients make this transition? Because it sounds like we're still in that transition phase, and it sounds like we might be in it for quite a while.
Yeah, listen, I don't think that digital transformation is a thing that ends.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it is constant.
Mm-hmm.
And so with what we're doing with our API stack and library, making all that easy to use and adding some consultants there to help people integrate to it, that is really going to help out the people who are ready for that type of technology,
right?
We still service hundreds of credit unions, if not thousands of credit unions, that don't have their own dev staff, that don't have their own ability. And so the ability for us to help them write an interface or to do an interface to us in a certain way, or to just provide them an app that they could get out of the app store to use for their members is as part of what we do. So, you know, making all of our data available. Our theme for the last year was integration is innovation, because I don't think it's our job as a CUSO or as credit unions, frankly, even, to go create the next whiz-bang thing that's going to change payments, right?
That's what Bruce and I talked about, kind of an iterative environment.
It is an iterative environment. It's an environment in that we should be geared and prepared to be super fast followers and occasionally leaders,
right?
Because even if you think about it, Bank of America and Wells Fargo are not leaders in the space, right?
Not in fintech.
No, fintech leads, and they stumble around, and they do. Sometimes they do really good things, and sometimes they do things that just go under.
Right.
They just disappear. Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's our job to be ready when we start to see something that's happening that's going well to jump on that and to, you know, to integrate it. Right.
Right.
Like the Pays, Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, all those things. We were the first to produce or, you know, introduce those into this space. We were kind of the first in the credit union space to introduce Zelle, and so we think those are things that are going to win, and so we're now out looking for the next big thing.
Okay.
Right?
Speaking of which, kind of leads me to the next question here. Co-op has been, you guys have been investing heavily in machine learning and artificial intelligence through Cooper, which you guys announced last year. So can you update us on what's going on there?
Yeah, sure. It continues to be a big focus.
Okay.
The way machine learning works is that it takes time to learn, right? I mean, it actually, the machines learn and get better all the time.
Right.
And so right now we have Cooper up and running from a fraud detection perspective on our shared branching network, and we're actually capturing fraud, which is great, because that network never had fraud detection network on it or system on it before. Mm-hmm. So we're actually capturing fraud. And while the fraud in that space is still very, very minute by mm-hmm. comparison to the card bases, we're populating the data into the card side of the house now. We're learning and trying to determine. And so mm-hmm. the way machine learning works, it's a feedback loop.
Okay.
Right? We think this is fraud.
Right.
We as the credit union are confirming that was fraud.
Okay.
And then we learn from there, right?
Okay.
And then so now we know this kind of looks like fraud, and mm-hmm. this kind of looks like fraud, and mm-hmm. this kind of looks like fraud. And when we get enough of those, then we'll start to be able to see the fraud.
We'll
and
recognize it.
I kind of think of machine learning, it's like having 1,000 people sitting in a room going through spreadsheets looking for details and anomalies mm-hmm. that you can't, but we can just do it on a box.
Exactly.
Right? And
that's the beauty of it.
And it's way easier.
Yeah, I bet. Oh my gosh. Could imagine.
Then, somewhere down the road, we'll turn that the other way, because you can use machine learning for other things too. You can create models that will make predictive calls about what you should sell next, what you should do next.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, this particular couple, one of them loses their job,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you see that in
mm-hmm,
your data, and mm-hmm. how do you then make an offer out to them to help them through this difficult time, right? It's the things that credit unions do,
right?
And we can help them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't need them to call in and say, "Hey, my husband lost his job."
What do?
We can see the direct deposit stopped, right? I mean, and so how do we go in and do something with that?
Yeah, if a credit union can be like proactive in that
yeah.
in that scenario, oh my gosh, that would be the value.
Imagine what we did. Totally unasked and unprovoked when the government shutdown happened.
Yeah.
Credit unions across the country suddenly started extending credit,
mm-hmm.
but the process they had to go through to do that was very manual. If I could do that with a model and give every credit union in the country a list of everybody whose paycheck suddenly stopped,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to do?
Right? No doubt.
I mean, and my job is to do things for the credit union space that they can't do for themselves
mm-hmm.
because they just don't have the scale and the size.
Right.
So,
that would be tremendous.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Let's see. I asked earlier about one thing different about co-op this year compared to last year. Is there a goal you want to count as an achievement by this time next year?
You know, we have internal budget numbers and things like that, but we don't think about it. But look, we're growing. Our revenue outpaced even our expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Our EBITDA outpaced our expectations,
mm-hmm.
and our retention outpaced our expectations too. So we are we're doing good things.
Mm-hmm.
What I think personally as a goal is I'm hearing good things from credit unions, right? When the CEO starts saying you guys are really doing good stuff, that's what makes me happy. That's worth more than all the bonuses in the world.
Oh, I got you. I understand that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Well, I know you got a busy schedule today. I'll let you get back at it.
Great.
But always appreciate you coming
into
the studio lounge, hanging out, and thank you very much for supporting our coverage here
as well.
Of course. Guys.